It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats in chanty whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And we would like to actually express our condolences and sorrow and sadness for the martyrdom of, the master of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him. We're going to talk about some of the Islamic laws regarding the mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein, or in commemoration of his martyrdom. And also Arba'in. Well, before that, let's take a listen to a short biography of Ayatollah Khamenei, and we'll be back. Don't go away. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasis, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that. Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. Ashraf Chowdhury, our guest speaker.
As I promised earlier in this episode or this earlier part of this program, Islamic laws, we are to deal with some of the jurisprudential questions and answers related to the month of Muharram based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. So we extend our condolences to you, dear audiences, for this sad month. Sheikh Javid, let me start off this episode with this question. You know, as we know, in the month of Muharram, people or some people donate money for the purpose of holding gatherings, conventions to commemorate the event of Ashura. Is it permissible to allocate this donated money or the donated funds altogether to the preacher, for example, or the Quran reciter, the elegy orator, or all of the expenses incurred from hosting the audience and similar avenues?
That's a very good question. In the event that we know that the people donated their money for a specific purpose, of course, that money or the fund should be used for the very purpose for which the money was donated. Like, for example, if it was donated, if the money was donated by the mourners to be used for purchasing food and distributing food among the mourners, then that money should be used to buy food and drink and give it and distribute it among the mourners or the people who take part in those commemoration ceremonies. But if that is not intended, if that's not mentioned, it's difficult to find out to find the purpose. And of course, every donor has a purpose, and that purpose is to, let's say, promote the commemoration and the Muharram ceremony and mm-hmm. to encourage people to come. So in one way or the other, they want this money to be spent in the way of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, and for that purpose, for that cause, then of course it can be used to give some of the money to the preacher, and some of the money can be given to the person who recites the Holy Quran, or let's say, or gives a speech, or those people who somehow take part in hosting and doing something for the commemoration ceremony.
Or like the food, which is food, handed out.
Of course, food is one of the most important areas where the money can be spent.
So if their intention is general, it could be spent. The money could be spent, in every direction to promote, to commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, right? Unless their intention is made limited
or right? specified.
Yes. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, Ya Allah, oh Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mahajad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws to the month of Muharram. Well, Sheikh Javid, in what avenues should the money left over from the donations for holding commemorative gatherings for the occasion of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, or peace be upon him, be spent?
Well, we did discuss this in my previous answers to your question. If we know that the donors gave or donated their money for a specific purpose, and then in the event that we want to spend it for other purposes, we must obtain the permission of the donors. You know, if those donors are available, if they can be identified in that case. So in that case, if permission is obtained, the remaining amount could be spent in charitable causes, or it can be saved up for future functions, for future programs, like, for example, future mourning ceremonies. Like next year, it can be spent. Usually,
if some part of this donation is left over.
Is left over, yes, of course.
From this year, it could be transferred to the next one.
Yes, of course.
Right.
We, for example, we have our own mawkib, or we have our own morning hayat, they call it, or procession, and we have a fund. The fund, people have donated their money, and some money is left. So that money is kept with us, with the trustworthy person, and we know that that money is left there. So in next year, the same amount of money will be spent on buying food and other essentials to commemorate the event of Karbala.
Mm-hmm. Sheikh Javid, this is a question that might be, somehow exposed to many people. Recitation of the Holy Quran or any sermons, emanate from the loudest speakers installed on top of the mosque buildings or the minaras, right?
Sure.
Especially during the season of the commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Although the sound is very loud, which can be a nuisance to neighbors, the people responsible for the functions for the whole avenue and events, are adamant to carry on.
Yes.
What is the ruling in this matter?
Well, we do know that holding commemorative rituals and religious functions during the season, during Muharram, in Husayniyas, in mosques, is one of the best and highly recommended practices. There is no doubt about it. But, the people responsible for holding these gatherings should do their best to avoid all that which may cause a nuisance or a kind of disturbance to neighbors. It's not permissible to disturb neighbors, to make it a bad experience for those people who are in the immediate neighborhood of the Husayniyas or mosques. So it is very important to turn the loudspeakers in so that the people who are inside the Husayniyas or those places only hear the sound, especially when it's late at night. And there are people who might go to their work early in the morning. There are people who are sick. There are people who might suffer from certain problems. And it's not okay to disturb them, to cause them trouble by amplifying the sound and using the loudspeakers in such a way that the neighbors start feeling, uncomfortable. So the volume of the loudspeakers may be or can be lowered by directing these speakers inward or doing whatever to make it less disturbing for the neighbors. That's
okay.
Very important.
Thank you very much, Javid, and thank you, my dear listeners, for joining us on the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. We bid you farewell, and once again, we extend our condolences to you because of this sad and solemn month of Muharram. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave, mankind's heart it reawaked. Many people did leave the first teachings received, Hossein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Many people did leave the first teachings received, Hossein plan to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Guide, you would be in place of Rasul to restore the sacred bridge. Light, you would radiate in the dark and continue the message. When you passed through arid sand, met foreigners of new lands.